only $9.99. That's right, only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 8787 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 8787.
Parktown Audi is your premier Audi dealer in St. Louis. Centrally located in Kirkwood, Parktown Audi is in its 40th year of operation. Hi, I'm Jake Naughton, sales manager at Parktown Audi. For 40 years, Parktown's been selling Audis at the lowest price in St. Louis. That's right, no one else beats our pricing. I guarantee it. We currently have the largest inventory of new Audis in our 40-year history. So visit us a half mile east of Lindbergh on Manchester or at ParktownAudi.com.
DeVry provides the education and support you need to pursue the career you want. Plus, there are $75 million in scholarships and grants if you qualify. Visit DeVry.edu.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade. But I'm not afraid. This rover.
I've heard police work is dangerous.
It is, that's why I carry a big gun.
Aren't you afraid it might go off accidentally?
I used to have that problem.
And what did you do about it?
I just think about baseball.
Crossed over if I ever...
I don't get it.
I don't either.
What are you laughing for?
I don't know. I just like his voice. I thought those movies were funny, too.
Gold dust at my feet.
Each of us...
On sunny side of the street.
We'll now do our Don Pardo impression as a tribute to the late Don Pardo, who just passed away at 96.
That's unreal.
It's Saturday Night Live.
That was good.
John Belushi. He almost had a horror, like,
yeah.
There was an almost like a horror monster effect to his voice, like, be very afraid.
Yeah. And I heard today that he started the Come On Down on The Price is Right.
Yes, he did.
Jeopardy? He did the Come On Down thing because it took so long for the contestants, once their name was called, to get down to the stage. So he had to kind of just ad-lib and stretch
Bob
it.
Bob Johnson, come on down.
I went to that show one time, and it was a huge disappointment, by the way. Saturday Night Live was a huge disappointment because any of you who have been, the studio is just broken up into little segments, and you get to see one skit. Because the audience is up in seats that kind of look down on a set. So you'll watch one skit, but the other one's way over here, the other, because they have to have these different sets.
They're all ready, side by side, right?
Sort of, ready to go.
Do you have monitors so you can see?
You have monitors, but you realize you're sitting there watching what you'd be watching at home. Uh-huh. Most of the time, you're watching television. And I was just really disappointed, but I was so excited to get to see Don Pardo because off on the side, it's Saturday Night Live. And I thought, there he is. There's a guy. That's him. That's the guy that does that. And he was you talk about a dapper, well-dressed, I mean, in his 80s and 90, he looked like he was 75 years old. I mean, he was a sharp dresser. And there was a brief period where some idiot at NBC let him go, and he wasn't on SNL. It's like a year. And then they realized this is a mistake. They brought him back, and then eventually they arranged for him to do it from his home in Phoenix. He wouldn't be in the studio anymore. He would just, right before the show, once they knew, okay, we got it down, here's what we need to say, you know, here's Drew Barrymore. And it would be pre-recorded from his home in Phoenix. I doubt that it was live. Maybe it was live from Phoenix, and he watched a monitor. But because he was older, and because he had been traveling, like he'd go back once a week. He'd fly in, fly out, fly in, fly out. So finally they just agreed to let him do it from Phoenix. But the one thing, and I said this to you guys a long time ago, I wish at one point somebody had done a Don Pardo special, a special on him.
Yeah.
I never saw a documentary or anything on Don Pardo and how that all got started. And, like, you know, one of those deals where they follow him through the day. You know, what does he do all day? And then how does, what time does he get there? And who gives him the rundown? And does he sit back there and practice? It's Saturday Night Live.
I bet after a certain point you don't have to practice anymore. I bet.
You know, you'd think that, but I remember when I went to the Tonight Show, and Ed McMahon, well, he was off on the side, Johnny's guest tonight, you know, from Burbank, it's the Tonight Show starring Johnny, and he would stand over there and kind of run it down so he didn't stumble, and he knew what he was going to be reading, and I think Pardo probably did the same thing, even though Pardo never had much in the way of, in other words, he didn't have three or four sentences. It was, it's Saturday Night Live. The longest thing he did was the opening to the show, you know, with Molly Shannon, you know, Eddie Murphy,
Jason Sudeikis,
and now your host, John Goodman. So the fact that his delivery was so drawn out, I think makes it easier because you have time to think ahead. You know, if you think about it, if you're a rapid fire, hey, good morning, everybody, you're going to stumble more than if you take your time. But what an unusual, and I always thought of it as sounding like a guy introducing a horror movie. Get ready to be scared. that's what it seemed like to me. You're going to jump out of your skin. So Don Pardo, 96.
Don't we have...
And by the way, how about this? How about whoever has to replace him? Think about it. To me, the sound of Saturday Night Live is two things. That saxophone in the band, signature saxophone, and Don Pardo. Those are the two constants. What other constant is there? Except behind the scenes, Lorne Michaels. That's it. It's that sax and that signature. I started to love the saxophone when Saturday Night Live came on the air because they do, especially at the end of the show, and they play, boy, whoever plays the saxophone, it's been a couple different people.
Yeah, it was that guy with the ponytail for the long time.
And he was Gilda Radner's ex-husband.
I can't remember his name,
but
now,
he had been
he
married,
would get mentioned.
He
in
had
the
been married to Gilda Radner at one time, like years ago when they were young. I can't remember his name either, but wow, what at least one of the band members had, and I think that's who it was. But the saxophone signature sound of Saturday Night Live and Don Pardo.
Isn't our
so half of your stability and your rock is gone.
Is our technical difficulties when we go to that? Is that Don
yes,
Pardo?
Yes, that's Don Pardo. Do we have that? Yeah, we use this all the time. This is Don Pardo. When we mess up and then we act like we've been taken off the air. Well, okay, it's not act like. The management hits this and takes us off.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by. Return to our regularly scheduled program momentarily. Please stay tuned.
That's Don Pardo.
Oh, he was a guitarist. I'm sorry.
Okay.
G.E. Smith.
G.E., that's it. Guitar
G.
player.
G.E. Smith in the Saturday
That's
Night
why
Live
the
band.
Phones are ringing. Yeah, I couldn't remember if he was a sax player or guitar player. But I used to look at him and I go, what, you were married to Gilda Radner? Really? Are you kidding me? And then she married Gene Wilder. And boy, did she die too early.
Yeah. That's why everyone was calling.
Yeah, so was it G.E. Smith?
G.E. Smith, yep.
G.E. Smith.
His dad started General Electric.
Yeah.
Did you know
really?
That? Yeah.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah.
That's what the guy said on the phone. He goes, it's G.E. Smith, like General Electric.
And the Smith, his family, started the huge Smith company. You know their slogan, Smith, we bring good things to life. You know?
I thought they did Mrs. Paul's pies.
I'm sorry?
Nothing.
What?
I thought they did Mrs. Paul's pies.
That doesn't make any sense.
G. Smith, Mrs. Paul's pie.
Yeah, stop, no, let's, everybody, let's stop for a second. Let's analyze what Dan just did.
Well, when you said Smith, because there isn't Mrs. Smith's pies in the stores.
Dan, do you ever wonder why sometimes people don't laugh at you?
No.
No, he doesn't wonder.
No, that's the beautiful thing about Dan. He doesn't wonder.
No.
He never, he just moves on. He doesn't go, wow, I wonder what I did wrong there, that wasn't funny.
No.
He just goes on and does it again.
Well, I'll try
Dan
again
Strauss,
later.
Everybody. Yeah. Do we have Dan's theme? Dan's jingle?
No, we jingle.
Why don't we have Dan's jingle?
That was along with the...
You gotta be kidding me.
That was on that CD?
Yes,
we
it
can't
was.
Replace that.
Oh, you're kidding.
We can never replace that.
No, we can't.
What happened to that stuff?
Somebody stole it.
Somebody sabotaged a bunch of our best stuff. And we don't have it anymore.
Oh, man, that was from Y98, when I was on Y98.
We need to go back and do a timeline and try to coordinate when our stuff was stolen with whoever started working here right before that.
I know.
I'm just guessing. I don't, Carney? Who's the most jealous of this show?
That was about the same time.
Right. John Carney comes back here for the third or fourth time to work, and all of a sudden our stuff is missing.
Hmm.
I'm not saying that means anything. I'm just saying that's the timeline. The other possibility would be McGraw.
Hey, Josh, don't we have that Dan Strauss jingle as well? Josh, I want you to destroy some things. I want you to destroy the Godfather theme when he does Brando, and I want you to destroy the jingle for Dan Strauss as well.
Man.
Yep, number one suspect.
That was my only jingle I ever had in radio.
I'm not kidding. That really bugs me.
Yeah.
We lost a few things that you really can't replace. Do we have any Burke segment today?
I do.
All right. Repeating the words he said when he got married to Angela.
Oh, yeah.
I do.
One of the best days of my life.
That's right. Here is Eon the Peon.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
We did our annual trip. This would be a quick trip report. Kind of like Bill Cleveland's on the road. So we did our annual trip to the Illinois State Fair again this past weekend. No, that's Missouri.
Oh, that's Missouri. That's right. Shit, yeah. That's right.
Illinois is Springfield.
There's Springfield and there's the DuCoin State Fair, which always confused me.
Yeah, DuCoin's not a state.
How can it be the DuCoin State Fair?
I never understood that either.
Because the State Fair is in Springfield, the capital of Illinois.
Yeah, they call it the Illinois State Fair.
But isn't DuCoin even bigger? Isn't that fair?
A bigger city?
A bigger state fair?
No, it's a huge fair. I went there as a kid.
I can't imagine it's bigger than the one in Springfield. That one in Springfield is on the state fairgrounds.
Maybe not now, but the DuCoin State Fair.
They even hold it on the state fairgrounds. So.
I went to the DuCoin State Fair as a kid.
The birds and the bees were there.
To see the carpenters.
Well, I told you. I told you that I went to that same exact...
Yeah.
And probably the same year.
Yeah.
And I was... newly married, or was I married? Now, hang on here. What year was it? Do you know?
I don't remember.
It had to be about 70.
It was in the, yeah.
About 1970. I was either going to be married to her or had just been married to her, because we were married in 71. So I'm going to say we weren't married yet. We drove all the way to... DuCoin,
yeah.
Which is a long way.
Yeah.
It's not right down the street. And I'll never forget this. I was so excited because I had tickets to see the Carpenters. We get out of the car. We walk across the dusty fairground parking lot. I got hit in the eye with a piece of grit, and I had hard lenses on. I went down like I'd been hit by a bullet. I couldn't. My eyes are watered, blood red.
Oh.
I said, we got to go. We turn around.
How does that work?
It scratched my cornea.
Oh.
We turned around and drove all the way back home. We never even got into the real fairgrounds. I didn't see anything. I couldn't have seen the show because I couldn't see anything. She drove back. What a horrible day. I've had some tragedies in my life.
Wow.
You think I've had it easy?
No.
Yeah. How were the Carpenters? Good?
Yeah, as far as I remember, they were good.
Well, you were little.
Yeah.
So you went to...
We did. Of course, we had to see the Butter Cow. Oh, we see that every year.
I love the Butter Cow. I know about this. It's a carving. It's a full-size cow carved out of butter.
Life-size cow,
yeah. That's a lot of butter.
They have it spinning on a Lazy Susan in a refrigerated case. And this year's, it changes every year with it. This year, it was a little girl milking the Butter Cow while her mother was standing there.
Oh, that's great.
Taking a photo of her, all made out of butter.
Norman Rockwell, sort of.
The mother and daughter were both made out of butter.
Now, what do they do with the butter? Because I understand it gets put to good use. They don't.
I would think so, because nobody's touching it.
No, it's good butter.
Yeah, so I would assume it gets...
I think they hack it up and they send it
put it in tubs or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we saw that. We saw Angela got to feed a giraffe. I'd never been that close to a giraffe
before. Oh, I fed a giraffe.
Have you been that close to one?
At the zoo, yeah, I've fed them. My kids have fed them. Their tongues are 18 feet long.
Nowadays, yeah, you can't, at the zoo now, you can't get that close to the giraffes and things like that. Yeah,
because we did.
Yeah, they're, you know, they're in their enclosure or whatever, and you can't ever get that close.
You can feed them standing 8 feet away. Their tongues are so long.
Yes, I mean, it was in like this caged off area, and its head was right above you, and so I was, they you have to buy a cup of carrots to feed it, but yeah, the tongue was pretty wild to see.
Was this when you put pictures on the on Facebook?
Oh yeah, I took a picture for Dan. There's also next door to the giraffe, there was a parakeet enclosure. I thought that would have been right up Dan's alley. Then you go in.
Jumped right in there in a second.
Oh, yeah.
You go in. It's like they have doors on it, so of course they can't get out. And it's all caged in. And there's about 400 parakeets in there. And they give you a little stick of bird seed to feed them. And they're just all huddled around.
Now, do you not get pooped on by parakeets? Parakeets poop a lot.
Well, they're not necessarily right above your head the whole time. They're all perched either. Most of them are perched just along the rails of the tent. It was like a tent.
They don't fly around in there?
Yeah, some do. They'll come fly up to you and on your hand and stuff when they want to eat some of the bird seed that you have. So.
You know, one of the worst things when you're a kid and it makes you cry? Sometimes when kids cry, they cry. You think they're going to pass out. They're crying so hard when your parakeet gets out of the house. I've seen that happen where the doors open, and a lot of people let their parakeets kind of fly around the house. Mm-hmm. Come here, can land on your finger, and you forget a window or doors open. Out they go. Goodbye.
Yeah, we had a couple growing up. They never flew out. They, of course, just died like most parakeets do, I think. Yeah. I think they have
you see
time.
Them laying in the bottom of the cage.
Yeah, Petey. Petey.
I hate to interrupt your story, but
what?
I almost have to. Just it's timing to once again tell the story of...
Oh, man, you all right?
The only parakeet I had as a kid, Chippy.
Oh, yeah, Chippy, I beat.
He was chartreuse. And just give me a minute. I was playing Monopoly with some kids. I don't know who they were in the living room. And my grandmother was staying with us. And she went in to check on Chippy.
The one you vibrated?
No.
The other one fell out?
The other one. She goes in to check on Chippy, and I'll never forget. My grandmother was 5 feet tall. She was little, and she was the greatest grandmother. And she said, I think Chippy's sick. And I got up from the Monopoly board and walked in, and Chippy was on the bottom of the cage with both feet up in the air.
Oh man.
She wasn't lying. He was sick.
No, he wasn't sick. He was dead.
Oh,
and
Chippy.
He was dead and stiff. And now you have to decide, what do you do with Chippy? Now, I know, and what I'm about to say.
Oh, no.
You should have. Did you
okay,
take him
I'm
out?
Not going to say it.
No,
you
have to
take him out of the
it.
Cage and take him back to your friends playing Monopoly and go, I'm the shoe, you're the hat, and you're Chippy.
You're the dead bird.
Yeah.
That's your token.
I'll tell you what we did. We put it in a shoebox and buried it in the backyard.
That's what
a
normal
nice little wooden cross.
That's what normal children would do. Let me state, first of all, what I'm about to tell you. This was a different me. This was
a long time ago.
This is a long time ago, and I in no way can I condone this or even justify why I did it. I don't know what happened.
This
to me.
Is the same you that put frogs up on a kite and let them go.
Yes. I lived in a little hick town in Tennessee, and in that little hick town in Tennessee, everybody in the backyard had, we called it an incinerator. It was a wire trash barrel that
sure.
you burned your trash in.
Yeah.
I took Chippy out and lit his tail on fire and then threw him across the yard like he was a jet plane. And he was dead.
Chip.
And I threw him like he's flying, but his tail's from flying.
You're so sad you set him on fire.
Poor Chippy.
But he was dead. I didn't light it on fire when he was alive and let him fly with his tail on fire. He was dead. But I still look back at that and go, what a sick little kid. What
a little
the heck?
Disturbing.
That is disturbing, and I'm disturbed by it.
Did he fly very far? Because his wings weren't out, were they?
No.
No, he was dead.
He was a dead bird.
He was dead. He was cold, stiff, dead. And I lit him on fire.
Well, not so cold anymore with his tail on fire.
But why is that any different than cremation? We cremate humans.
Yeah.
No, it would have been
it would have been respectful of you to maybe just put him in the incinerator.
Well, I did after I threw him across the yard. I tried to make a little jet fighter out of him, and then I put him in the incinerator and burned him. And that's not that bad because it's called cremation.
Right.
Yeah. And then the only other thing I did, I'm kind of ashamed of, but I didn't know it would happen. I had a little turtle, and I sprayed him gold. And I didn't know that it would suffocate
him,
asphyxiate him. And then one minute he just stopped crawling, and then he was a dead gold turtle.
Hey, I'm going to go get this. I'm going to go get this lettuce.
And then I lit his tail on fire, and I threw him.
I like Dan's impression of the turtle. He does an impression of the turtle. I think I'll walk real slowly over here. Oh, wait a minute. I'm having trouble breathing. Oh. Whoa, this is cool. I have a gold
shirt. What's he doing with that little cam
there? I see my reflection in the door. I'm gold. But I'm also getting kind of sick. And now
you didn't know
Leon continues his Burke segment contribution.
Right. Yeah, that was pretty much it, though. I sent a picture to Dan of the birds.
And, he did.
Would enjoy them.
I do not feel bad that I ran over. It's called a spreading adder. It's a poisonous snake. I ran over with a bicycle. I don't feel bad about that.
A spreading adder?
Yeah, that's what they call it. Their heads spread like a cobra down south. At least that's what they used to call it, spreading. It was like a rattlesnake. And his head spread when he was about to strike like a cobra. And we ran over him multiple times with a bicycle. I don't feel bad about that. He could have bitten a kid.
That's true.
You know.
I did that one when I was much younger, but I was driving. And I chased a possum around the a parking lot one time.
And?
Ran over him.
On purpose?
Yeah.
Well, that's sick.
It is sick.
What did that possum do to you?
That's very sick. That possum might have had children.
Yeah.
Yeah, possums aren't
Now, let me do my impression of the little possum family whose daddy you killed.
Oh, it's getting late. I wonder where Dad is.
I'm hungry. Help me bring dinner.
He usually comes home with something for us to eat.
Tick-tock, tick-tock, tick-tock. Next morning, sun comes up.
Mom, did Dad ever come home? Kids, come over here and sit in my little, put your little bodies in my possum lap. I have to tell you something. I went out walking this morning, and your dad was murdered by a human being who looks like deliberately ran over him and smashed him on the road.
His face had Goodyear on it.
And then the little possums, here's what they said.
Wah, wah, wah.
Now, kids, wah, wah, why? And then they all together with Mom went down in a pond and drowned themselves.
Oh.
They killed themselves because you ran over their dad.
Yeah.
Now how do you feel?
Well, I guess I feel bad now.
Well, good. Then if you had not said you feel bad, we'd have you committed something.
Oh, I feel bad.
No conscience.
You should feel bad.
Now, I did bury a blue jay in a little coffee can. Actually, we could call it a coffin can. I just made this up because it was a coffee can.
Was the blue jay still alive?
No, I killed him.
Killed him.
But I didn't mean to kill him. I was playing rifleman.
Oh.
For those of you old enough to remember Chuck Connors, the rifleman, I got a lever-action BB gun, just like the one in The Christmas Story. And I cocked it, the lever, and from the hip, there was a bird on a wire, and I just, and I mean, it was a lucky hit in the sense, not lucky, really.
Not lucky for the blue jay.
That blue jay just dropped, just deader than dead, and I started crying. One minute, I want to be the rifleman, and I'm going to be the marksman and the hunter, and I start crying because I walked over and looked at him, and he had a little expression on his face, like, why did you do that? His little neck was kind of broken.
What happened?
His little neck was kind of turned and broken.
Hold on.
And then I realized how pretty he was, and I was crying. And so I got my neighbor, and we dug a hole, and we took a coffee can, and we put some lining in it so it wouldn't be hard, cold metal. And we buried him. And then, like you said, we made a little cross out of popsicle sticks or something, a little grave, a little marker.
And then up in the tree was the
blue jay mother and the blue jay kid.
The babies.
Where's Dad at? I'm hungry.
Bring us some worms.
Who just hatched. They had just peeked their heads out to get a look at the world. In fact, here's what probably happened. Peep, 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 peep. Now here's the sound of the egg cracking. Thank you. And they peek their little blue jays' heads out, and they go, peep, peep. And they look at their mom and go, where's Dad? And she says, oh, look, he's over there on the wire scoping out for some worms. And those little blue jays saw their dad murdered by me.
By the rifleman.
But I cried, which says...
Well, that makes it all okay, then.
It does, because it means I learned a big lesson, and I'm compassionate.
You know,
I buried him in a coffin can.
I did the same thing, because I, too, watched The Rifleman, and I was in Tim Reynolds' backyard. This is on...
Name dropper.
This is on Central Parkway.
Why don't you say, I was in Tim Reynolds, who's with the Dave Matthews Band.
Oh, okay.
I was in his yard.
Okay, I was in his backyard on Central Parkway in Florissant. And he had a creek behind his house, and he had a BB gun, and we were out in his backyard messing around, and I said, watch this, The Rifleman. And I did the same thing that you did. There was a bird on the fence, and I shot it.
And I bet he thought, man, you're the greatest shot I ever saw.
I was like, oh, and I felt really bad.
Good. Well, we're normal.
Yeah.
Well. By the way, is there any, Peon will never understand this, but was there anything cooler than having a BB gun?
No.
I mean, that was my dream.
I had a BB gun, but I shot cans and things like that. You two sickos. I didn't hunt out prey.
My neighbor, the brothers that lived down the street from me, both got BB guns for Christmas. I was so jealous. I thought, all I got is cap guns. And I finally, to get one, I had to buy it behind my parents' back used. I traded for it, like a pocket knife and a magnifying glass and a compass and a bunch of junk, and I traded for it. And, man, I felt, I'm not honest to God, I felt like I was the king of the world.
It was so cool. And getting those little BB canisters, those little cardboard.
And you twist the barrel and pour them in that hole in the barrel.
Oh,
and when you were loaded full of BBs, you just walk around going, all right, anybody just mess with me. I've got a BB gun. And you thought, seriously, that if a lion or a bear attacked you, you could take them down with a BB gun. That's just your own kid thoughts. We will continue with the Burke segment. I don't know if Peon's finished. Maybe not.
Dan
probably has something. And I've talked way too much and interrupted him, but I have to do some business. We'll come back. We'll pick it up. First Community Credit Union. You know that's where I bank, and you know that I banked there for about 7 years now. I also want you to know that for anybody who thinks there's a significant difference between a credit union and a bank, you're right and you're not right. Now, meaning you're not right if you think it's the kind of difference that won't allow you to do all the banking you want to do, then you're not right. If you think there's a difference because the level of service, the attention, constant attention to making sure they give you the best rates they can give you, if you think there's a difference because they just go out of their way, it seems like, to do just certain little things that your bank doesn't bother to do, then you're right. There is a difference. It's the largest credit union in the St. Louis area. They are the exclusive sponsors of the great Saturday morning yard sale with Paul Warner, 7 to 9 o'clock, the only sponsor. And without them, there would not be a yard sale. And I'm not kidding. Can't thank them enough for that. You should thank them, too, when you go in there. Thanks for the yard sale, AM and the PM. We'd appreciate it. You're going to appreciate doing all your banking at First Community Credit Union. If you want to know more, stop in. They'd love to meet you. There are 40 locations. Have some fresh popcorn. If it's hot, like it's going to be, and already is, get yourself a popsicle, bomb pop. Or you can go online, firstcommunity.com.
Green 18!
Get ready. We are just 2 weeks away from Mizzou's first game of the season as the Jackrabbits of South Dakota come to Columbia to take on the Tigers. Get every pass, every play right here on the Big 550 KTRS. We are Mizzou.
This is Dan Tullis, and I just called
Joel Clark,
one of Select Quote Insurance Services Term Life agents.
Hi, Mr. Tullis.
Joel, how does Select Quote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, buying term life insurance is all about choosing the right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that differently. We'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a man, 40 years old, on cholesterol medication, a $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company, his price, $22 a month.
Call 1-800-919-5667 and see how affordable term life insurance can be. That's 1-800-919-5667. 1-800-919-5667. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Let's see how traffic looks right now and check in with Jim Weiland.
All right, Dan, you've got an accident on westbound 44 at Bowles. They moved that off to the right shoulder. They have some slow traffic, though, in the usual spots. Hampton through McCausland on westbound 40. A little slow between 270 and Mason. Eastbound 40 looks like it's heavy, 141 up through Mason. We are looking at a little heavier traffic now on eastbound 64 between the 70 split and 25th Street. And this report's brought to you by ProFlowers.com. Rev up the romance with 18 red roses for just $19.99 from ProFlowers.com. Click the blue radio mic in the upper right-hand corner and use the code TRAFFIC. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
CarGal back again for Meyer Honda, the Metro East's only Honda dealer. Let's talk to Edith in Edwardsville.
Hey, CarGal.
Hey, Edith. I understand you're looking for a new Honda.
Yes, and Ben doesn't want to drive all over town.
Then you and Ben need to go to Meyer Honda.
Meyer Honda?
Meyer Honda. They have so many new cars on the lot right now that the selection is incredible and the deals are rock bottom.
Rock bottom?
Bare bones.
Bare bones?
Really good.
Gotcha. Come on, Ben. We're going to Meyer Honda.
What was that?
Ben is my sweet, lovable Bengal tiger.
Edith? Edith? Well, you meet the nicest people and pets in a Meyer Honda.
Meyer Honda has a model that's perfect for your needs and lifestyle, on the lot and ready to roll. Meyer Honda is also the only Honda dealer in St. Louis offering a free 100,000-mile limited nationwide warranty on any new vehicle purchased. Stop by today for a test drive. Meyer Honda, O'Fallon, Illinois. MeyerHonda.com.
My name is Janet. When it was time to find assisted living for my 85-year-old mother, I was giving numerous recommendations and I'd felt totally overwhelmed. I had visited so many communities, they started to blur together. It wasn't until I visited Brooking Park that I found Mom's new home. From the moment I walked in the front door, I was put at ease in a way that was reassuring and helpful. Everyone was open and friendly, and I knew the atmosphere would be perfect for my mother. Best of all was my mom's reaction. I was surprised at how quickly Brooking Park became her home and her new family.
If you have a loved one who needs a little help maintaining their independence, call Brooking Park at 314-576-5545 or visit brookingpark.org today to see why it ranks among the top-tier nursing homes by U.S. News & World Report.
She made new friends immediately. It's her home.
Brooking Park, an equal opportunity senior community, sponsored by St. Andrew's Resources for Seniors System.
Mom is incredibly happy at Brooking Park.
This is Scott Sherman. There's a terrible trend in our community involving home ownership. Over 5,000 area families have been foreclosed on in the first quarter alone. But Steve Scallon from the St. Louis Home Retention Group, that doesn't have to happen, does it?
No, it doesn't, Scott. And I can tell you that over 90% of the people who come into our office are not only able to stop foreclosure, but to be able to bring their loan back current into a payment that's affordable to them going forward.
So if people aren't talking to the St. Louis Home Retention Group, they're making a huge mistake.
Absolutely. Here's a plain and simple fact. If you haven't spoken to the St. Louis Home Retention Group about your mortgage issue or your potential mortgage issue, then you're not doing yourself justice. You're not doing your family justice, putting yourself in the best position to provide a roof over your family's head.
How do they do that?
636-527-5121. That's 636-527-5121. Pick up the phone. You got nothing to lose. You got everything to gain.
Or stlouishomeretentiongroup.com. St. Louis Home Retention Group. Saving families one home at a time.
1985 called. They want their bathroom back. Sound familiar? Might be time for Right Bath. Right Bath's certified team of experts will use quality fixtures and finishes. No cover-ups. I repeat, no cover-ups. Right Bath will remove existing problems and fixtures and replace them with a new, timeless bathroom. For quality bathroom in just 5 days, visit rightbath.com or call Right Bath, 314-909-1820. Right Bath. Fast, affordable, forever. Right Bath.
By day, we're mild-mannered citizens. We go to school, we learn hard, we play hard. And Mom and Dad, well, they do their thing. But on game day, something happens. We all get supercharged. When Robert Quinn turns into the sack machine, Laurinaitis is a gladiator, Greg the Leg goes boom! It's like we're all superhuman. We defend our turf, we unite on game day.
Rams four-game sack packs start at $256. Call 314-RAMS-TICKS.
Hi, I'm Dr. Dan Gagliotti.
And I'm Dr. Nick Barnes.
Tune in to the Maximize Living Radio Show Saturday at 4 p.m. and Sunday morning at 7 a.m. to maximize your life.
Right here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Come on in here, Wayne. Wayne Newton. Come on. We don't have time to wait for you, Wayne. We need to jump right back into the Burt segment. Peon, continue.
Yes. Last thing I have something I think that's probably on the minds of everybody right now.
Christmas?
No. Just something that everybody has to be thinking about right now.
See, Dan thought that was funny.
Right? He did. I know. Yeah. He did for some reason.
It was just out of nowhere.
Well, thank you. And I've thought the same thing recently, multiple times. Where did all the fireflies go?
No,
lightning bugs.
I brought this up.
I saw this article just the other day.
We just did a whole article on this.
We did?
We did a whole hour on this within the last 2 years.
Yeah.
Where were you? Yeah.
Yeah.
Was I here that day?
Because I was talking about you don't see as many rabbits, and I said, when I was a kid, you go out, you could just reach up and grab.
It's weird to see one now,
you
just
could grab
in the yard.
At one time, three or four lightning bugs.
Oh, yeah. You would go out all night.
Well, you know what? You're starting to lose your memory.
Apparently. I saw this article. That's what it reminded me of. This, and they're saying it's because of their habitat, you know, pollution of rivers and light too, light pollution too. I guess a lightning bug is a bad thing.
They
with the more
be in the dark,
yeah. So you know, more populated cities and things like that.
I live
so
in the woods. Okay, I'm in the wood, the dark woods, and I see lightning bugs, but not like I used to see them.
No, it used to be you go out and just
it was
the
like
whole backyard
a, it was like fireworks.
Was, yeah. So apparently that's what it is. They're not able to reproduce like they were before. So there's the
they might
there's
become
the
extinct.
That was all I had.
Dan, what do you have? Anything?
No, I didn't have anything. But we used to pull the...
you said you didn't have anything.
I didn't, but I was on the lightning bug thing. We used to pull their tails off. Remember?
And put them on your buttons?
I couldn't
put them on your shirt on your buttons. It looked like you had a shirt with lit up buttons.
Yeah.
You make rings out of them.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we did that. Another cruel thing, because that's what they use, I believe, to navigate and see where they're going.
Right. Well, they can't survive when you rip half their body off, so...
Think about that. Think about what a little lightning bug is thinking when you catch him, pull his little light off, and then send him out. It's like sending him out blind. He's flying along, and he's thinking, why is my light not working? He looks down and goes, oh, my goodness, it's gone. Somebody pulled my light off. And then his head slams into a tree.
Hey, my butt's gone.
Well, then the kids that would, I'm going to save these in the coffee can.
Anybody seen my butt light?
They forget to poke holes in the coffee can lid, of course, and then the next day you open the lid to see, hey, how are the lightning bugs doing? And they're all dead on the bottom of the can. Yeah.
Hey, Jean said she's a master gardener. She can answer.
Well, that's
about
a pretty
lightning.
Big claim.
I know.
That's a pretty big. Hey, Bob, you know, we'd pull those things off and go, hey, Jim, hand me a butt light. It would be a lightning bug's butt. Let me talk to Jean. Jean, is that true? You're a master gardener?
I'm an advanced master gardener and a plant doctor.
Advanced master gardener?
Oh. I just think I'm a highly educated volunteer.
You are way too smart.
And a plant doctor.
For this show.
Yeah. There's a plant doctor desk at the Kemper Center Monday through Sunday from 9 to 12 and 1 to 3 where you can take things in and they'll tell you what's going on. But one thing that has damaged the lightning bugs is people's use of 7. As a bug control, SEVIN, it's highly toxic to our good insects.
Is it in like bug sprays and stuff?
Oh, it's like a powder. People use it. SEVIN.
I've never even heard of it.
They use it in their garden?
Yep.
Okay.
Or on the flowers, you know, and we can thank Monsanto because most of our soil is full of pollutants from all the GMOs.
Yeah, well, there are other things to thank Monsanto for that are good.
Well, you know. Not many.
Well, okay. You apparently don't like Monsanto.
No, I don't, because we are destroying our soil to where we will no longer be able to grow food material that's fit for our consumption. That's why cancers are more prevalent. And it's just always go to something that's non-toxic, to a alternative method. And if you don't know one, you can also go on mobot.org and find out things.
Okay.
But don't use 7 at all.
Okay. Well, can you use 6?
S-E-V-I-N.
5 or 6. How about that? Can you use 5 or 6? That's a joke. Oh, well, she laughed.
Yeah,
she
liked
it. Natural and organic.
It's gardening humor.
You know, one of the best bug get rid ofers or weed killers is water, apple cider vinegar, and a couple drops of Dawn Blue dish detergent. That acts as a surfactant and keeps the liquid on the plant, and then the bug doesn't like it. But it's not going to hurt our beneficial bugs.
Well, that's good to know.
Okay.
All right, Gene, thank you.
You're very welcome.
Now, I know Gene won't appreciate this, but I just don't worry too much about that stuff. I should, and I know I should, but as I get older, I just kind of want to be able to have a little time to spend with my kids and fish. And
I'm glad there are people out there that monitor that stuff. We need those people because
if we're up to people like me, we kind of ignore that stuff. We don't have time, do we? No, we don't. I'm sorry, Scott, if you want to hang on or give Dan, see if Scott wants you to call him back or whoever else wants you to call him back.
All right.
Matheny Heating and Cooling, if I were to call Robert, Tom Matheny today or anybody that works there and go, hey, are you in a good mood today? They go, woohoo, you bet we are, because you know what's coming this weekend. Probably 100 by Sunday. It's going to be hot and humid and miserable. And the only people who aren't going to be miserable are the people at Matheny, because their phones are going to be ringing, their trucks are going to be out, and they're going to be dispatching relief to people whose air conditioners aren't doing what they're supposed to do. Now, many of those people could have avoided that with a simple, think of it as like a physical for your heating and cooling system, an annual checkup. Or semi-annual, but they didn't do that. They waited, and there was something about to give way and break and go, and it did, and of course it did it when it got real hot. Never fails. But here's the good news. Nobody will get to you quicker than Matheny. Nobody will be more fair with you than Matheny. Nobody will fix it more properly than Matheny, and nobody's better trained than Matheny, no matter what you have. I don't care what the name of it is, what model, what brand, what make, how old, how big, how small, commercial, residential. I think I've covered every kind of heating and cooling system that there is, because that's what they work on, everything. You got a big business, a small business, big house, little house. As long as you live in St. Louis County and about 98% of St. Charles County, they'll do for you what they've been doing for 72 years. Take really good care of you. And I love it when I find a company that once I find them, I know I will never again have to worry about who to call. And I've got several different people now like that. If I need tile put down, I know who to call. I need kitchen, bathroom, I know who to call. Thompson, I know who to call. And I know who to call, and we do call at our house for heating and cooling, and I hope you will too, because I don't think you'll ever want anybody else. Matheny Heating and Cooling, MatheneyHeatingandCooling.com.
Meet me.
Let's check traffic again. Here's Tim Weiland.
All right, we've got some really slow traffic on westbound 44, just west of Big Bend, down through Highway 270. I'm not quite sure if it's because of that earlier accident at Bowles, but that's been cleared. Eastbound 40 is heavy now, approaching 141 through Mason. Westbound 40 between the Science Center and McCausland, 270 through Mason, and then you're slow from the Spirit Overpass to the Boone Bridge. And southbound 255, you've got some slow stop-and-go pockets now between Highway 270 down through 162. This traffic report brought to you by Hammermill Paper. Hammermill Paper is proudly made in the USA and is now available at your local Walmart. Pick up a ream today. Hammermill, no worries. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Mizzou Football on KTRS is brought to you by the St. Louis VA Healthcare System. Be sure to tune in Saturday, August 30th, as Mizzou takes on the Jackrabbits of South Dakota State. St. Louis VA Healthcare System. Healthcare for heroes.
4 tickets to both a Cardinals game and a Blues preseason game. And dinner with Franco Pinion and his wife at Annie Gunn's Smokehouse. And a stay at the Four Seasons Hotel with spa treatments.
This is just one of the fabulous items to be auctioned off as the St. Louis Men's Group Against Cancer and the Big 550 KTRS team up to help fight cancer with the Nestle Purina Radiothon. Every $100 donation will receive four tickets to a Cardinals game valued at $216. For more, go to KTRS.com to donate and check out all the auction packages you can bid on. Help the St. Louis Men's Group Against Cancer fight this dreaded disease on the Nestle Purina Radiothon all day Thursday, August 21st on the Big 550 KTRS.
This week only, get three original HP ink cartridges and save. Good things always come in threes. Three-day weekends, three-piece suits, 3D movies. And during this very special week, buy three original HP ink cartridges and save 40% on the third. The quality and reliability of original HP ink. On sale this week at Staples, Office Depot, Office Max, Best Buy, and HPDirect.com. Offer expires 8/23/14 while supplies last. Restrictions apply. Visit HP.com/go/ink for details.
Head to Firestone Complete Auto Care today and keep your car running newer longer. For maintenance, repairs, tires, for whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
All right, wait till you hear this email. This is one of those, you got to be kidding, did you make that up? No, I didn't. Listen to this. Dear Frank, 2 weeks ago, my wife and I were driving Interstate 64 in Illinois. We passed the new Schaefer Auto Body facility that I heard you talk about on the radio. My wife and I recently had a run of bad luck, and I even said to her, well, I'm sure glad we don't have to use Schaefer at least. One thing we don't need now is a car accident. Not another 100 feet down the road, we heard tires squeal behind us. A white car careened into the back of our van and gave us both whiplash. Since we were so close, they had just passed and said, oh, there's Schaefer here. So close, of course, we took it in. Still drivable, we drove it into Schaefer. From the minute we walked into Schaefer, we were treated with professionalism, courtesy, and understanding. This is a far cry from some of the other facilities we've used. And as you would have predicted, the van was a work of art when we got it back yesterday. It looked brand new, like it was just off the showroom floor. It was detailed beautifully inside and out. I cannot thank you enough for telling us about Schaefer. I second your high recommendations. Getting run into was more bad luck, but running into Schaefer was one of the best things that ever happened to us. John, thank you so much. From New Athens, Illinois, thank you so much for that letter. What can I say? I can't say anymore. 8 locations. Schaefer, S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R. Auto Body Centers. It's 4 o'clock.